mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm afraid he's wrong. The announcer's wrong. It's not Alex Jones. Alex is up in New York confronting the globalists point at point-blank range. My name is Bob Dacey. Alex asked me to sit in for him for the next 2 days, so you're going to have to put up with me instead of him. Alex and I were talking about this on Friday, and all the generals are up there in New York, and so the private is sitting here in the Central Texas Command Center. So let me tell you a little bit about myself so you know who it is you're listening to today. I'm a native Austinite. I was born and raised here. My reputation in town is that of Ward Cleaver. My wife and I have been known by our friends as Ward and June Cleaver because we're so square. If you know who I am, you know that I own a retail hardware store here in town called the Hardware Store Incorporated, which is the local True Value hardware store. Again, square as you can be. And if you remember the Happy Days show from back in the 70s, Richie Cunningham's dad's name was Howard, and Howard owned a hardware store. So that's who we're dealing with. I grew up as a conservative Republican all of my life. My family even backed John Tower for senator back in the 60s. And I was very happy with that, but I couldn't quite figure out what was wrong. Something was wrong. Back in 1988, I quite by accident ran into Alex Jones on his local TV show here in Austin, and he was ranting and raving about the parks and the United Nations and UN taking over the national park system, and I thought he was a raving idiot. You know, I really did. But he got my curiosity up. Because he later talked about the Second Amendment, and when he talked about it, he was talking about the true meaning of it. Now, I was absolutely stunned how accurate his description of the intent of the Second Amendment is, the right to keep and bear arms. So this put me in a quandary. I had to say, well, this guy's an idiot about the UN and the national park systems, but he knows about the Second Amendment. So I had to check into his first claim, and lo and behold, I found that he was right. So that's how I got into this. Also, the business that Alex was talking about, what happened at Waco, and he claimed that there was a video of the government shooting the Branch Davidians, and, you know, I thought he was nuts there, too, but when I got a hold of Waco, the Rules of Engagement, I realized that he was telling the truth there, too, so something was going on here. So as my when I decided to get into this fight, back in 1998, I joined the John Birch Society because it was their literature that really was the solid core foundation of the verifiable facts involved in this New World Order conspiracy. In 1999, I stumbled into a TV show called The Simple Truth. It's a local cable access show, and I'm in my seventh year of The Simple Truth. It's now hosted by Jeff Kantoff and Kelly Taylor, who are two of my dear friends. I am a one-time correspondent for the New American Magazine, which is known as the mouthpiece of the John Birch Society. I have made numerous appearances on Alex's radio shows and a few on his television shows over the years. Last November, I wrote an article for the New American called Texas Keystone State of the FTAA, which was all about the American Union, and most recently I released a news story on Alex's show called It's the Law, Feds Pave the Way to Toll the Interstates as a Part of the American Union. So that went nationwide thanks to Alex. So as a result of all that, and as a result of the fact that the people know what they're doing are all up in New York, I'm here sitting behind Alex's version of the golden EIB microphone, except for I want to be telling the truth all day long. We have a little break here, and we're going to be back in a few minutes, and we're going to talk about 911, because you know what today is, September 11th, 2006, 5 years after the disaster.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back. This is Bob Dacey sitting in for Alex Jones. We're going to be talking about September 11th all day long. If you want to get involved in our conversation, we're going to be talking about the favorite smoking guns of 9-1-1. That's the, you know, unfortunately, the fact of the matter is, and if you study this like I have studied it, there is absolutely no question that September 11th was an inside job, that elements within our own government murdered those people on purpose. They planned it. They executed it. They executed it. And they've been covering it up for 5 years. And it's not a conspiracy theory when the facts are so solid, so concrete. Basically, you have three different types of evidence. You have evidence indicating that they were planning to do this and why. Then you have what exactly happened on September 11th, concrete, hardcore evidence. And then after September 11th, all of the cover-ups. And so if you want to get involved, you need to call 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231 to see if you can get into the Alex Jones Show and tell Bob Dacey what you think is your favorite smoking gun of 9-1-1. And I understand that we have Jeff Kantoff is called in, prearranged, by the way. This is not a trick. He knows the secret number. And we're going to bring Jeff on, and he's going to tell me what he thinks is the number one smoking gun of 9-1-1. Jeff, are you there?
I am here.
All right. Well, Jeff, tell me what you believe is your favorite smoking gun of 9-1-1. What do you think is the best evidence that elements of the federal government, criminal elements, did this to the American people.
You mean we're not going to talk about JonBenet Ramsey today?
No, we're not going to talk about JonBenet. There's not going to be distractions today, Jeff. This is going to be really hardcore stuff, unlike what you hear on the mainstream media. And we're not going to talk about O.J. Simpson either.
That's good. Well, I mean, you know, you can look at... Let's just assume for a moment that everything that they said was true as far as the Pentagon and the two towers. If we just assumed that, okay, so they say that that's true, and we can say that we believe that, okay?
Yeah, let's just suspend disbelief for just a minute.
Yeah, suspend
and
disbelief
say we believe
for a
that.
Moment.
All right.
The easiest and most glaring is obviously the World Trade Center 7. It's just no building fell without, you know, I mean, the building wasn't hit by a plane.
Well, you know, Jeff, I want to tell our audience, and on the local TV show, Jeff is one of the producers of The Simple Truth, and that's why we have him on. And the other reason we have him on is because I'm going to toot Jeff's horn here for a minute all over the world. You've seen the footage, if you followed September 11th, you've seen the footage of World Trade Center number 7 coming down many, many times. And the fact of the matter is, Jeff Kentoff, producer of The Simple Truth, on September 11th, 2001, had the presence of mind to keep sticking cassettes into his cassette recorder all day long. Jeff caught the mainstream media when they talked about and showed Building 7 for the first time. Jeff's video is the one you've seen most often. It was the first one out. There's a KI logo up on the upper right-hand corner of it because it's local Austin mainstream. It was Jeff's video that went everywhere all over the world showing the collapse of Building 7. And so we got to pat you on the back for that one, Jeff. You were thinking that back then.
Well, speaking of which, today, and I've just heard it on CNN. I'm actually at home sick today, not feeling well. But I've been watching CNN, and they've been saying that hopefully some other people have some presence of mind, that they have been playing it as it happened, unedited, on their, they have a website, and I missed what they said what the website is, but I'm sure you could go to CNN.com, and they are playing it on the internet, hour by hour, minute by minute. And so hopefully that some other people have presence of mind to go and record that.
Are they kind of doing it in real time, you say?
I believe it was in real time. I'm not for sure on that.
Well, maybe later on this afternoon, anybody wants to go to CNN.com, around 5 o'clock, what is that? That was Eastern time. Maybe you can watch Building 7 come down again. Well, let's see. Let's talk about Building 7. It had some very wonderful characteristics. Coincidentally, Building 7 is my favorite smoking gun of 911. And one of these characteristics of it was that it came straight down. And you understand, no plane hit the building. It came straight down. And it fell in about 7 seconds. This thing is a 47-story modern steel-framed skyscraper. It's a monster of a building. And the thing comes down in about 7 seconds, and no plane hit it.
Well, and it can't go without saying that there was a documentary that came out, and they were interviewing the leaseholder, Larry Silverstein. He was the leaseholder for the World Trade Center complex. People keep saying he was the owner, but actually he was the leaseholder for it.
Well, tell you what, Jeff. Let's if they've got that clip ready, we're switching which one we're going to play first. But let's go ahead and if you guys can play that clip of Larry Silverstein saying that he blew the building up. Is that thing ready to go? All right, let's have it.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander, telling you that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such a terrible loss of life. Maybe this must induce this pull. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
All right, there you have it out of the horse's mouth right there. So Larry Silverstein.
So within a few hours' time, they were able to put all kinds of explosives in a 47-story building,
yeah,
and collapse it within its own footprint, and it's just never happened before.
Well, that's very exciting, and it's a first time. There's a first time for everything. You know, interesting thing is that when he said that, you have to understand, people. You have to, you know, put your thinking cap on here and think for a second. The New York Fire Department does not have a controlled demolition squad. When you go to the fire department school, they don't teach you, well, now we're going to show you how to blow up a 47-story modern steel skyscraper in an afternoon while parts of it are on fire across the street from the biggest disaster in continental United States history. Gentlemen, oh, let's go get the explosives, go in there and rig the thing, plant it all. I know it takes weeks and months to do it, but you guys know how to do it in just a couple of hours. And Larry Silverstein is lying in his teeth, and I don't know why the man slipped. I guess it's because he's human. And as an addendum to that, you know, while we're talking about this, as an addendum to that, while you blew up your own building with the help of the New York Fire Department and admitted to it on a PBS documentary in 2002, Mr. Silverstein, can you explain that when FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, was conducting their investigation of the collapse of Building 7, you forgot to tell them, and they forgot to ask you, and you were only the landlord, you were only the owner of the building, sir? Can someone explain how that little minor detail slipped everyone's notice?
Well, how about the fact that it's not mentioned anywhere in the official 9/11 report?
Well, it's not mentioned anywhere in the official 911 report. That is very true. And we have, let me see, do we have time to play the question that I asked Mr. Keene back in March of 2006 up in Georgetown at Southwestern University? I asked him a question about that. Let's go ahead and hit that one.
At 5:20 p.m. on September 11th, World Trade Center Building Number 7, 47-story modern frame steel skyscraper that no plane hit, collapsed into an inevitable pile onto itself, and exhibiting all the characteristics of controlled demolition. The guy who owned the place, Larry Silverstein, belatedly admitted on a documentary on PBS that he got together with the New York Fire Department and pulled the building, which is a demolition term for taking it down. FEMA, in their investigation, didn't say that. They said the fire must have knocked it down, but they couldn't figure out how. Video evidence shows what appears to be explosive squibs going up the side of the building from south to north or from bottom to top as the building collapsed. There was molten metal found in the basement of that building at temperatures that exceeded anything normal fire could cause. There's a lot of confusion about what happened to Building 7. Why is there not a word about the collapse of that building in the 911 Commission report?
Yeah, and the answer? The answer.
There's no any evidence of the kind of thing you're talking about.
We thought that was one of the horrible tragedies of 9/11.
There was something else later on. There was not a lot of loss of life in that building.
And it was not part of our report.
Not part of our report.
Okay, so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That was yours truly confronting Thomas Keene, the chairman of the 911 Commission, last March up in Georgetown. I asked the man, I was 10 feet away from him, what about
if you ever get a chance to see this footage, people, that is a man who looks extremely uncomfortable with the questions that were being asked of him because he was probably not prepared to answer those types of questions.
Well, you're not supposed to ask questions like that of the overlords, but I did. And so his answer is, Building Number 7, which collapsed under these mysterious circumstances, looks like a controlled demolition. They're not even interested in it. Now, you want to talk about a smoking gun of 911. Ladies and gentlemen, their lack of interest in Building 7 is a smoking cannon. It's not a smoking gun. It's a smoking cannon. Because if you think about it, everything about September 11th, if Building 7 was controlled demolished, and it was, and the powers that be don't want to talk about it, won't bring it up, period, then guess what? Back it up, ladies and gentlemen. If that's a lie, all of September 11th is a lie. All of it. And there's no question about it. So we've covered one. We'll be back in a few minutes. Call 1-800-259-9231 if you want to get involved and bring some more. We'll be back after the break.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Alex Jones Show. My name is Bob Dacey, sitting in for Alex today, September 11th, 2006. Alex Jones Show on the GCN Radio Network. Again, if you want to call in and participate, 1-800-259-9231. Before the break, we were talking to Jeff Kantoff, one of the producers of The Simple Truth, the TV show that I've been fortunate enough to be the host of for 7 years here in Austin, Texas. Jeff, you have something else to add about Building 7, I understand.
Yeah, not necessarily just Building 7. Just the last little footnote, and that is that for those of you who live in the Chicago area, given Larry Silverstein's very poor track record of keeping skyscrapers in place, I believe it was in 2003, he took control of the lease of the Sears Tower in Chicago. So those of you in the Chicago area, if you're listening to this, especially those maybe working in the Sears Tower, you might consider getting another job or working from home, because it's a little scary if you ask me.
Okay, well, I tell you what, I guess maybe we ought to check into the insurance policy on that one too, huh? A double indemnity for terrorist attack?
That's right.
Well, Jeff, I certainly appreciate your coming on here in the first part of the Alex Jones Show today. I appreciate it.
And hey, keep up the good work, Bob. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow. Take care. All right. That was Jeff Cantoff, producer of The Simple Truth. So he and I have been friends for years. We actually met at a gun rally in 1998 on the south steps of the state capitol. That's how I met him. Alex Jones was hosting a gun rally to protest the implementation of the Brady Bill. And that's how Jeff and I met. All right. Now we're going to get on with questions of some of the smoking guns of 911. I understand we have Jake from Texas up. Jake, you're on the Alex Jones Show on GCN. What do you have to say?
Yeah, just talking about the smoking guns, and I totally agree with you guys about Building 7. I mean, it's completely weird how it falls down on its own footprint, but what I was calling in today is I'm not real clear as the motive. I mean, I think the lack of a motive should be a smoking gun. I mean, these people supposedly came and attacked our freedoms.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. Jake, thank you for the call. Let's talk about motive here. Motive is one of the biggest smoking guns that there is. You got to have a reason to do it. And what you need to do, if you want a motive, you got to go to the Rebuilding America's Defenses, Strategy, Forces, and Resources for a New Century, which was the paper written by the Project for the New American Century that's called famously now the PNAC document, and it was written in September of 2000. And I have a copy of it in front of me right now, and I just want to read a couple of paragraphs from it. The history of the 20th century should have taught us that it is important to shape circumstances before crises emerge and to meet threats before they become dire. So, you know, do unto them before they do unto you. Chapter 5, Creating Tomorrow's Dominant Force. A transformation strategy that solely pursued capabilities for projecting force from the United States, for example, and sacrificed forward basing and presence would be at odds with larger American policy goals and would trouble American allies. In other words, we need more forward bases with American troops all over the world, according to these PNAC people. And here's the kicker right here. Next sentence. Further, the process of transformation, even if it brings revolutionary change, is likely to be a long one, absent some catastrophic and catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It's amazing how these elites get their way when they wrap their little wish list in their papers that they circulate amongst themselves. And at the very back of that document, by the way, is a list of project participants. And let me read some of the names. Some of them are familiar. Elliot Cohen, Devin Gaffney Cross, Robert Kagan. Kagan, by the way, is from the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Mark Lagan, I. Lewis Libby, that's Scooter Libby. Steve Rosen, Paul Wolfowitz, and Dove Zackheim. Now, some of those names are familiar to you, but I'm going to tell you something. All eight of those people whose names I just read are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, the elitist club here in the United States dedicated to global government. So their fingerprints are all over this thing. It's amazing when these CFR guys start publishing papers about what they want. Certain things just happen. And when we get back, we're going to take a call from Laura in Rhode Island, and I'm going to continue. But before I take one from her, I'm going to continue talking about some other things. And what I'm going to talk about is going to be the 911 Commission report, which has some more smoking guns in it, or perhaps I'll talk about the Grand Chessboard with Zbigniew Brzezinski, which has even more smoking guns in it. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show in just a few minutes.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
Isn't that the truth?
The ring
Johnny Cash. And we all went down into a ring of fire on September 11th, didn't we? Bob Dacey substituting for Alex Jones, back on the Alex Jones Show. Before I get into a little bit more of what we were talking about before, this smoking gun of 911 is the motive that they talked about and published before the attack. I would be remiss if I didn't remind you that if you want more information about this, the websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, you can go there and subscribe for 15 cents a day, and you wouldn't believe the amount of video that's on that thing. You can also go to propagandamatrix.com. That's Paul Joseph Watson in England, who is associated and allied with Alex, and whatreallyhappened.com. You can also, if you really want to see a really good documentary of what's been going on about this terror storm that we've been in for the last several years, then you need to get Terror Storm, Alex Jones' latest and greatest video, and you can get that video by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or, locally, if you want to buy it locally, you can go to my store, the Hardware Store Incorporated, at 8650 Spicewood Springs Road in Austin, Texas, North Austin, at the intersection of Spicewood Springs and Highway 183, the hardware store True Value, we sell Alex Jones video. So you can get it from us, too, if you're within the Austin area. Now, let me get back into this business about motive. I'm holding Zbigniew Brzezinski's book, The Grand Chessboard. It was written in 1997. Zbig was Jimmy Carter's national security advisor. He was a protege of David Rockefeller, the dean of the Council on Foreign Relations. Mr. Brzezinski is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and also a member of the Trilateral Commission. This guy is a heavy-duty one-worlder. And I just want to read a few sentences from his book that he wrote for his elite friends back in 1997, The Grand Chessboard, when he is discussing why the United States needs to go grab all that oil in the Caspian Basin. The attitude of the American public toward the external projection of American power has been much more ambivalent. The public supported America's engagement in World War II largely because of the shock effect of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. So you have another reference to Pearl Harbor. We really need one of these Pearl Harbor events. It's very important for us to do that. And then later on in the book, here's another one from page 35. It is also a fact that America is too democratic at home to be autocratic abroad. This limits the use of America's power, especially its capacity for military intimidation. Never before has a populist democracy attained international supremacy. But the pursuit of power is not a goal that commands popular passion, except in conditions of a sudden threat or challenge to the public sense of domestic well-being. The economic self-denial and the human sacrifice required in the effort are uncongenial to democratic instincts. Democracy is inimical to imperial mobilization. Wow. And you want some more motivation, of course. On page 146, they have a map of the proposed Unocal pipeline that they want to run through Afghanistan. He's got a map of it right here on page 146, because we need to get that oil from the Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan and all those places, because if you run it through Russia, they steal everything that's not nailed down. So we need to build this pipeline. And, of course, what happened with the pipeline, the Taliban government broke off the negotiations, long-standing negotiations, in August of 2001, couldn't make a deal. And so, gee, a couple of months later, we've overthrown their government, and we've installed a pipeline employee consultant, Hamid Karzai, as the president of Afghanistan, and we have assigned an envoy to deal with the new pipeline president of Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, an American of Afghan descent, an American who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. We install him to be the envoy. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Khalilzad was also a chief negotiator on the Unocal pipeline deal. So, wow, what a coincidence it is that these guys always seem to get their way. You want to talk about motivation? How about oil? There's another one. All right, now we're going to go to Laura in Rhode Island and see what Laura has to add to this mix. Go ahead, Laura in Rhode Island. You are on the Alex Jones Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. It has been a long wait, but I have a couple of questions here. And the first one is, when are you guys going to organize your nationwide 9/11 smoking gun tour for the next election?
Well, I think we have a nationwide smoking gun tour every day, all on the Alex Jones Show and on Jack Blood's show and John Statmiller's show and everybody else and his brother's show. I think that nationwide tour is pretty much ongoing all over the internet and all over alternative talk radio. I don't know
that. That's a good point, but unfortunately your signal is heavily jammed most of the time. However, I do want to thank you for all the points and the focus on the 9/11 and Building 7 and so forth. We've got to get rid of this New World Order Empire movement if we possibly can. My other question has to do with getting some demolition experts to come forward and put their names out and or at least put their statements out. Because I did watch the 9/11 Robert De Niro presentation last night, and the buildings just fell so perfectly symmetrically textbook, classic textbook demolition. And so I would like to hear from some demolition experts as to how much time would be needed to fully load the buildings, especially Building 7, and what quantity of explosives would also be needed to...
All right, well, Laura, I thank you for that, and I'm going to thank you for the call, and I want to just briefly respond to that. That information is already out there. It's readily available. These people that blow up buildings, that's a very specialized skill, and they talk about it. I mean, Controlled Demolition, I believe, has a website. I think there's a website called Demolition World. I mean, all you got to do is type in Controlled Demolition in Google, and you'll find all these websites of all these demolition companies bragging about how they blow up buildings. And what one thing they have in common is it takes a humongous amount of planning and a humongous amount of skill, but not that much explosive, really, because they're going after key columns in a timed sequence to make sure, like if you want to make it come straight down, you want to make sure the center columns are blown first so everything else collapses into them and doesn't spill out onto the street, which is exactly and precisely what happened to Building 7. All right, next up we've got Mark in Florida. Mark, are you there?
Yeah, Bob, I'm here.
All right, you're on the Alex Jones show.
You guys.
Say what?
I said I've been listening to you guys, and there's a lot of smoking guns. And
well, what's your favorite smoking gun that we hadn't already talked about?
Well, it's one you don't hear about because I'm in the aviation industry, and I've been following this for some time, and I know a lot of gentlemen in the FAA, and at one point, as I kept reading more and more about this and started to realize that there really was something to this whole thing, I asked our FAA representative in the area that I work at what he knew about the day. I asked him, were the ATC tapes destroyed? He said, yeah. I said, was that ever done before? He said, no. I said, what happened to the air defenses? He said, well, apparently NORAD was running exercises. I said, so that was true? He said, yeah. And he said, well, I'll tell you what. You want to know what I was doing that day?
Go ahead.
I said, sure. And he got up, closed the door of the office. He said, I was flying a 747 around the country, picking up bin Laden family members and other CIA assets and flying them out of the country.
That sounds like a couple of really nice smoking guns there. Mark, thank you for the call. Let's talk about some of that stuff. So what he's talking about is the stand down. You've got NORAD sitting on its tail on September 11th in total contravention to what it's supposed to do and has been doing for decades. And let's think about that for just a minute. You've got the North American Aerospace Defense Command, right? They have standard operating procedures for what happens when a plane goes off its planned flight plan and then doesn't respond to the radio. I mean, if you don't understand aviation, every one of these planes is tracked from the moment it takes off to the moment it lands. It's handed off from controller to controller. They just let those things fly around wherever they want to. That's, so they won't crash into each other. Well, here you have NORAD. Has a standard operating procedure when a plane goes off course and refuses to respond to the radio. They scramble fighters, and they don't need the president's permission to do it. Now, the purpose of the scrambling of the fighters is not to shoot the thing down. The purpose of the scrambling of the fighters is to check out the situation. Okay? So on September 11th, you have four planes hijacked, and NORAD sits on its tail. So how did that happen? I would like to know the answer to this question. Everyone says in the mainstream media, in the Bush administration, that Osama bin Laden is an evil genius, right? Everybody knows that. You've heard that a million times. Osama is an evil genius. All right. So when he was sitting in his cave in dialysis in Afghanistan plotting this this evil plot, you would have thought that because he's so smart that he would have come up with a plan to hijack these planes and crash them into something real, real, real quick, because he would have known that NORAD was going to be on his tail almost immediately. Like, for example, when Payne Stewart's plane went off course in Florida, it was supposed to go to Texas, and it just kept going north, and they scrambled fighters, and about 20 minutes later, they got fighters up there, and of course, there was an accident aboard that plane. It made everybody unconscious, and the thing crashed, I think, in one of the Dakotas. But that's what they do, standard operating procedure. However, on September 11th, what happens? NORAD sits down. I want to know how the evil genius Osama bin Laden, the brilliant man that he is, knew that was going to happen. How did he know he was going to have extra time to crash those planes into those buildings? And guess what? I don't think he did know. You have people such as even Michael Meacher, a member of the English Parliament, have come out, and they've just flat out said, I'll quote him here, could U.S. air security operations have been deliberately stood down on September 11th? 911 offered an extremely convenient pretext to put the PNAC plan into action. The evidence is quite clear that plans for military action against Afghanistan and Iraq were in hand well before 911. So, you know, give me a break. There's another smoking gun, and that was Mark gave us that. And now I understand next up we have Elena from Texas. Elena, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Hello, thank you very much. I appreciate your own story of enlightenment in all of this. It's similar to my own. You guys have also discussed my favorite smoking gun, which is the near free fall collapse of all three steel frame buildings that day. Stephen Jones enumerates the incredibility of that well in his article, for which he's now on administrative leave.
How about that?
for so many of us, this thing is a foregone conclusion. We no longer need any convincing, although we're trying to convince other people around us. I've become quite interested in connecting the dots of the whos and the whys. And my whole study and search into this really started because I felt as a small investor I was getting really screwed around in the markets over the years. And I wanted to study macroeconomic analysis, fundamental analysis, technical analysis on my own. That search led me to the whole study of the Federal Reserve and the characters in our history that really create the shadow government. And so I'm hoping that people will take a look at 911 and understand that indeed it was a planned event. And by whom is the question. And there, from there, we can start our fight against this. But you were reading a quote a minute ago, and I have a quote from David Rockefeller.
That's a good one. Go ahead and read it. I think I know which one it is. Go ahead and read it.
Well,
without further ado.
There are several of his, but one is that, quote, we are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the new world order.
Yeah, that's a good one. There's a few others.
And then the other one you're probably thinking of is, quote, for more than a century, ideologic extremists at either end of the political spectrum have seized upon a well-publicized incident to attack the Rockefeller family for the inordinate influence they claim we wield over American political and economic institutions. Some even believe we are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists and as conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, one world, if you will. If that is the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it.
All right, Elena, we're coming up on a break. Thank you for that very much. Thank you for the call. She's absolutely right. That's out of David Rockefeller's own book called Memoirs, published in 2002, and it's on page 405. David Rockefeller, Dean of the Council on Foreign Relations and Trilateral Commission, admitting that he's working against the best interest of the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not my claim. It's his claim. So, put put that in your pipe and smoke it. Another smoking gun of motivation to take down the United States of America. All right, we're coming up on another break here, and after the break, we're going to continue this discussion of 911, the smoking guns. We are on a commercial break, aren't we, guys? Oh, really? I got 40 seconds. All right. Well, again, let me give out the number. It's 1-800-259-9231. This is the Alex Jones Show on GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network. My name is Bob Dacey. I'll be filling in for Alex for today and tomorrow. Websites, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Be back in 3 minutes. Take care.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
That's what we're trying to preserve right now, is liberty for their descendants, which is us. And our liberty is under attack by the criminal globalist crowd, which has seized control of our federal government at the highest levels. And they, of course, they run just about everything else too at the highest levels. One of the common threads going through most of them that are Americans are that they're members of the Council on Foreign Relations. This is Bob Dacey, substituting for Alex Jones on GCN Communications Network. We've been talking about the people's favorite 911 smoking guns, the proof, that which is absolutely vast, that September 11th was an inside job. You know, it's not some one little hair out of place and some weirdo conspiracy theorist jumps on it and says, aha, the whole thing is a sham because of one little nitpicking little thing. No. It is a cacophony of evidence. It is a mountain of evidence of all different types, and that's what we're discussing right now. Now, we have next John from New York calling in to the Alex Jones Show. John, are you there?
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. What's on your mind?
Oh, there's so many smoking guns on 9/11. I mean, I just think that everybody's just brainwashed under mass mind control. I mean, Building 7, the way Tower 1 and 2 went down, it's just, I mean, when they went down, it's obvious. And then Building 7, that's just a spit in the face, you know. That's just them telling us, yeah, we did it.
Yeah,
and
well,
we want you to know that we did it.
You know? Really do have to be almost brain dead to look at Building 7 and think that 911 was done by 19 crazy Arabs led by some guy in dialysis in a cave in Afghanistan. I mean,
LCIA
it is, right. Well, let's, John.
Hey, take care, man. You're doing a great job.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call, and I'm going to use that to kick off this next segment of the show. We're going to talk about the controlled demolition of 1 and 2. Thank you for the call, John. I appreciate it. All right. Now, let's think about it. John was talking about building number 1 and building number 2. You know, I've stayed away from 1 and 2 on my show for years and years because the average Joe can sit there, you know, the beer-guzzling, football-watching American who doesn't think he has a responsibility to look out after the best interest of his country and all he cares about is football and American Idol. Those people, they can look at a plane hitting a tower and say, okay, plane hits tower, tower falls down. Plane hits tower, tower falls down. And that's why I have always concentrated on Building 7, because no plane hits tower, tower falls down. Even that type of person, you might be able to crack his thick skull enough to make him realize that September 11th is a scam, right? But number 1 and number 2, now there's so much evidence that's come out on 1 and 2, which is really irrefutable that they also were controlled, demolished. And one of them, of course, you know, we're talking about the pancake collapses. Well, guess what? You know, that's the standard deal. However, the problem with the pancake collapse thing is the hundreds of witnesses, and I'm talking about hundreds of witnesses, firefighters, policemen, bystanders, janitors, that will tell you that they heard bombs going off in those buildings before they collapsed. And even before the first plane hit the North Tower, we're going to be getting into that after the break. We're going to be coming up on the second hour of the Alex Jones Show here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network. If you want to call, it's 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get to George in Indiana.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.